This is Ted Kennedy. Republicans upheld President Bush's veto of the Amtrak Railroad bill, but they weren't happy campers. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you have to wonder whether President Bush reads the bills he vetoes. It happened again on the Amtrak legislation. A curious veto, and the more he explained it, the curiouser it got. He objected to one minor provision giving the Interstate Commerce Commission power to review railroad takeovers by banks and other non-railroad raiders. The president says we're trying to re-regulate the railroads, but that's preposterous. The ICC already reviews takeovers where railroads acquire each other. Why not takeovers by non-railroads to protect the public interest, too? We don't want corporate raiders buying up railroads, selling off assets to developers, and leaving communities high and dry. The White House lined up enough Republicans to win the battle, Al, but they lost the war. They had to twist too many Republican arms to support the twisted logic of that veto.
Ted, I'm darn sure our good president wonders if you ever read the stuff you vote for. You talk about not wanting a community left high and dry without rail service. How about a whole state? Ted, you forgot my home state of Wyoming hasn't had passenger rail service since 82. Wyoming taxpayers get pretty fed up paying the Amtrak subsidy bill for Boston commuters and then hearing you lecture about it. You're just sore that the president won't let a few Democrats in Congress tie him to the tracks. Perils of Pauline, he escaped. If the president had a line item veto, he could have stripped out the part he objected to. While you complain that his veto on the Amtrak bill was too picky, you and your ragged gang are the ones who like to force this all-or-nothing style on us. Give the president the line item veto, Ted. You sure can't go on complaining about a problem unless you're also willing to be part of the solution. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the fight against breast cancer. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.